Donald Sampson is the author of The Dragon of Two Hearts. This is the second book in a trilogy. First book was The Dragon Boy. The Dragon of Two Hearts is an adventure of courage and perseverance. It picks up the thread of The Dragon Boy, where a knight goes to the aid of a kingdom plagued by a wild dragon. However, the king does not want to be rid of the fearsome beast. Equally confusing is the princess, a warrior maiden, who is fascinated by the dragon's prowess. It is a compelling read for any age. It's a classic theme of the battle with the dragon, and it's interwoven with unforeseen turns and revelations. And when I read the book, what came to my mind was, who is the dragon? And I know that the dragon in the first book was Star, and the dragon in this book is Scorch. It also dawned on me that they're one and the same, really.
You've raised the question of why do we read fantasy at all? By working with this genre, we allow ourselves to take a look at greater truths and let them into our lives. And so these archetypes, as you've mentioned, come down to us as great pictures that we can live into. So it's one thing to live into the knight or even Ina the princess, because they're human beings. And it's another thing then to be faced with something greater, this mythological creature, this dragon, and to find out, well, what's my connection with that? In the course of the story, we see the knight, who his name is pronounced Mikael, that he finds that he has this connection to it. There's even a whole chapter called The Commonality of Knights and Dragons, where the dragon points out to him there's very little difference between the two of us, and spends time trying to make him see, well, your shadow side is only me on the outside. So that's what the archetypes become. The dragon for us is our shadow, magnified, much greater than we are. But in this case, it's a wild dragon. In the first book, it's a luck dragon. So the luck dragon becomes the image of all that is good and beneficent, magnified on the outside, made larger than life, so that we can bask in it and bathe in the gifts that it brings.
Mm-hmm. How did this story come to you?
I was for 20 years a class teacher at the Shiny Mountain Waldorf School in North Boulder. And in the Waldorf School, we tell a story to the children every day. And we don't read it. We actually prepare every night, and we learn stories, and we tell the story in the old oral tradition. And it was this time of year. It was in the fall. And in the fall, we typically tell a story about the battle with the dragon. And I wanted to tell the children a story they hadn't heard before. And when I went to sleep that night, still with no story in mind, somehow it translated to me, I wanted to tell them a story that I had never heard before. And I went to sleep thinking, that was really stupid. How are you going to tell them a story you never heard before? But one thing as a teacher I learned to trust, it's in the workings of the angels in my sleep life. And when I woke up the next morning, the inspiration for this story was there. Went to school, began telling it, and every day I woke up with more ideas. And it grew to the point that I was able to give a complete story.
In the book, what is the symbolism of Michael's fight with the dragon?
The battle with the dragon, or the battle with that which is greater than us, is something that lives in the hero's journey. And it's part of every hero's journey. It's something every day. It's, again, the archetype that we encounter. What am I going to have to face today that's greater than me? And how will I bring out the courage and fortitude, the perseverance, the moral fiber, the moral character in me that will help me face that which is greater than me today? This is what speaks to us, or speaks to me when I read literature, whether it's fantasy or anything else, that I see a character who I can identify with overcoming something which at that moment looked like that person wasn't going to be able to overcome. It gives me strength to know I can do it too.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this book, The Dragon of Two Hearts, which is book two of the Star Trilogy. The first book was The Dragon Boy, and you are going to be, I believe, at Barnes & Noble this Saturday?
I will be at the new Barnes & Noble store, the corner of Pearl and 30th. First, I'll be giving a presentation on the process of a writer from the first inspirations, where you scribble ideas on a napkin, mm-hmm. All the steps through until you come to the published work.
Great. So if you're interested, check out The Dragon of Two Hearts and The Dragon Boy and Donald Sampson, who is the author, this Saturday at Barnes & Noble at 11 o'clock. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.